Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
kind words and everybody. So let's get started on today. Amen. So we're going to begin. I'm coming from Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah chapter 6. And it's good to see you, Ethan Marie. Amen. Amen. So we're going to begin. Hey, Evangelist Catherine.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to be going, I'm coming from Nehemiah chapter 6. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I bless you. Lift you up and give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for this broadcast on today, God. And I thank you for moving and shaking and doing great things and glorious things. I thank you for answering so many prayers, God. I thank you for just being with us, God. Lord, we love you, we bless you, we thank you for your son, you died on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. So we're going to move forward. I'm going to be coming from Nehemiah chapter 6, and I'm just going to read down some. And my topic on today is, who clothes are you wearing? Who clothes are you wearing? Sometimes we be and get in the habit of taking on so many different challenges and so many different things that don't even belong to us. Amen? Knowing we can't fit it, but we still wear it. Knowing we can't do the task because God didn't call us to do the task. But the task that God called us to, oh, yes, we know we can do. Sometimes we find ourselves in so many different people's lanes after other folk lanes that God didn't call us to be in. That we find ourselves in there and then say, we don't fit. You don't fit because you don't belong there. Now, there is some times where situations where God calls you to go in and you don't fit because you're not supposed to fit, because if you fit, you won't be able to do the work that God has called you to do. Amen? So, but on today, we're going to be talking about just being in other folk lane, that lane that God didn't call you to be in, but we feel as though we got to take on that task. We feel as though we got to be a part. And sometimes when you do that, it shifts other stuff off course and off task when we do that, when we in somebody else's lane, that God didn't call us to be there, but called other folks to be there. Amen? And then we also going to talk about the opposition that comes when God calls us to a task. But if you just hold on, and if you pray and ask God, whatever strategic plan that he has given to you, follow the instructions of the Lord. Because everybody that says that you're funded, everybody that says, oh, God called me to help you, that don't mean that they are a good help for you. Amen? So you got to be in prayer and know the team that God has created for you. That doesn't mean that you're not friends. It just means that they're not called to be a project task or project that God has called you to be. But a friend will sit back and still say, okay, I'm cool with that. I still support you, whatever you need, but if not, I'll be there. How about just be there on your side? Amen? So we're going to come from Nehemiah chapter 6. And in this portion of scripture, you know, the other week I dealt with Nehemiah and how God called him to rebuild the walls around the temple. Now, the job was for Zerubbabel and his men to build the temple, and he did that. And some years later, God put in Nehemiah's spirit to be the one to actually put the wall around the temple and to rebuild the wall. And how God gave him favor, hallelujah. Start reading from Nehemiah chapter 1. God gave him favor and put him in a position as a cupbearer, a person who pours wine for the king. God, I believe in my heart, God placed him there because he was the only one that was able to get to the king's heart so he could move on and do what God called him to do. So even though folks may look at you and say you're a custodial worker or you clean toilets or you clean folk house or you just a cashier or you just a hairstylist or whatever they may feel like, you a secretary, reception, whatever they may feel like, they are belittling you with your job. Or they feel as though you got a degree, but look at you, you in a cubicle, you don't even have your own office. However, people is belittling you. Don't you know that God has you there for a reason? And he has not forgotten about you. And when it's your time that he wants to move you, he will move you. Now, do not despise small beginnings. Hallelujah. That's what Zechariah told Zerubbabel. Do not despise small beginnings. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody discredit you. Because if it wasn't for Nehemiah being a wine bearer, being a cupbearer to the king, who else was going to be close to him where he was able to say to the king himself, hey, I need to go and rebuild a wall around the temple that promotion is. So someone asked me, do you feel like you got a promotion, got a demotion? I said, no, I feel like I got a promotion because he is working out for my good. I did not lose my pay rate. This was years and years ago. My pay rate was the same. They didn't decrease my pay rate. And on top of that, I'm able to study my Bible study lessons where I wasn't able to study because I was constantly working and doing something different. But now the job that I have, it frees up some of my time where I'm able to study God's word even the more. But then what came to my mind as I was talking to this young lady was Joseph, how Joseph went to the pit, but actually God was elevating him. But of course, where he was, it felt like God forgotten all about him. But God was shifting him and putting him in the right place so somebody could see him to move where he needed to be. Hallelujah. But in spite of all that, God was still with him and did not leave him because he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah, Jesus. So do not despise small beginnings. And even though I believe in my heart that person wasn't meaning any harm, I thought some folks can be malicious. I don't really feel like she was trying to be malicious, but she asked me a question and I said, no, I feel like I got a promotion because I knew God was setting me up. This was over 30-some years ago, but look at God, because in the midst of all of that, he placed me, hallelujah, at a place where the director came to like me, because I didn't even know she was even listening to me, but she was. She was listening to all my phone conversations, how I was treating people, and when a position came about, another department, she asked me, did I want it? Hallelujah. And then God gave me an increase. Hallelujah, Jesus. So glory be to God. So even when you think that you lose, even when you think that your life has shifted, you don't know where God is shifting you. You don't know where God is placing you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. So in the midst of that, God shifted me. So what if you a stay-home mom? So what if folks talking about you? Look at them. They always staying home. The kids is already almost in college, and they still say, what? Be a homemaker, baby, because they don't know what you're doing at home. Hallelujah. They don't know the entrepreneurship that God is building up on the inside of you, that God is creating on the inside of you. Hallelujah. See, they don't know everything. Just like that song that says, you don't know my story. Hallelujah, Jesus. So let them talk. So what if you're still a homemaker? Because you're not just a homemaker. God is doing something. Do you know what goes into being staying home and being a homemaker? Hallelujah. I don't care if your kids are grown. It's a lot of work that goes into staying home. Some folks have stayed home before. It's a lot that goes into that because there's so much stuff you can do in the house. I don't care how beautiful your house looks on the inside. There's always some paperwork you got to do. Hallelujah. So let them talk. Hallelujah. So let me just get on to this story. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, God. God is shifting, and God is moving. And he's moving and shifting some things around. Like me and my sister, Benny Nikki, was saying early on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know he's moving and shifting. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1 says, when the word came to Shimbalot, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies, that I had rebuilt the wall, and not a gap was left in it. Though up to that time I had not set the doors in the gate, Sambalot and Geshem sent me this message: come, let us meet together in one of the villages of the place of Uno. He says, but they were scheming to harm me. Hallelujah. Look at me. And you read the book of Nehemiah, all Nehemiah did was pray. He was so awesome. Because even though when he went to stand by the king asked him something, and he stood there and he prayed within himself before he answered. But see, sometimes folks feel like they got to go into the bathroom or they got to go into the east, west side of the nation to pray and in the corner and get a man out. No, Jerusalem, since this message, come, let us meet together in one of the villages of the plain of Uno. But they were scheming to harm me. This was Nehemiah. They were scheming to harm me. So verse 3 says, so I sent messengers to them with this reply. I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I have it and go down to you? Four times they sent me the same message. And each time, hallelujah, I gave them the same answer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, they want Nehemiah to go down so they can talk about some things. But he said, no, they sent the message four times. And he said in verse 3 and 4, and each time they sent the message, I sent back the same message four times, letting them know that he was not going down there. So why should the work stop? See, they wanted him to stop in the midst of rebuilding the walls around the temple because they was trying to frustrate his purpose, frustrate him. Hallelujah. Weaken his hands so he can get off course. How many times we allow folks to come into our realm, come into our space, and set us back 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 days, 5 years when God told us to do that job, trying to get us off course. But he knew that was the enemy. He knew God didn't send them. But how many times are we blinded because, oh my God, they're coming to help me out. They're coming to assist me. God didn't tell them to assist you. No, they were coming to weaken, frustrate your purpose because everybody is not happy for you. So stop lollygagging and also conversing with folks. You know what the inside, and 9 times out of 10 on the inside, we know that person don't mean us any good, but we still go with the flow of things because we want that person to fit in so bad. But they don't fit in because they ain't supposed to fit in. Hallelujah. They can't wear your clothes. Hallelujah. They can't wear your clothes. Hallelujah. So they can't fit in with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Whose clothes are you wearing? You can't fit them. Whose clothes are you trying to wear? Because you can't fit them. Hallelujah. They don't go according to the plan God has for you. He said the project that I'm working on, you don't fit into that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Stop trying to fit in where you can't fit. Don't try to fit in. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Then the fifth time, Sanballat sent his aid to me with the same message. And in his hand was an unsealed letter in which was written. So when they Sanballat sent an aid, see, Sanballat and Tobias, what was the enemy? And they was trying to come up against Nehemiah because they was upset. But can you imagine how Nehemiah felt during this time? God, you called me to do this work. God, I know you placed this dream in me, God, but it's so much opposition. Hallelujah, it's so much opposition, God. But Lord, what do I do with this when I know you gave this to me to carry? But I got so much opposition coming up against me when I know this is mine. I know you said it's mine. I know you said how will you use me. I know you said that dream that you gave me when I was a little boy and little girl. I know you said it's mine. I know, God. So how do I carry this thing out? How do I push my kids to carry their dreams out, God? So much opposition. Hallelujah. And there were so many rumors that went around about Nehemiah. So many false rumors. But what happens when it's unjustified? And we feel like, Lord, all these people coming up against me, Lord God. But I know you gave this to me. Let me back up from this camera because I know my sister said I just be going in. Let me back up some. I'm backing up, Nikki. Hallelujah. But I'm getting excited right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. It says it is reporting among the nations. And Geshem said it is true that you and the Jews are plotting to revolt. And therefore, you are building the wall. Moreover, according
do. So you got to just let go and say, God, I surrender. Hallelujah. I surrender on today because he's not going to let up. Now, it'll go away for a little while, and then it'll come back again. Hallelujah. So God is not going to let that go if he called you to a task or to a project. Hallelujah. It could even be a way of living. Hallelujah, God. He says, there's rumors that, you're going to become the king. Nehemiah was not trying to have the title of the king or the president. He just wanted to do the work that God called him to be. Because after he did the work, he said, I'm probably going to go back to my job, the job that everybody laughed about, but God called me to this great task. But I'm not trying to wear the clothes of the king. I'm trying to be. He called it Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. He wasn't trying to be the CEO. He was just trying to do a job that God called him to do and be what God called him to be. See, it was rumors going around and he was trying to be the CEO of the foundation of the company. No, he wasn't. He was just trying to be him. He wasn't trying to wear the clothes of the king. He was trying to wear the clothes of Nehemiah, of who he is, of who he was. The job that God had given to him to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. See, folks don't like when you try to be you. Folks don't like the weirdness that folks say, the quirkiness that folks say, how you are, because you don't act like them. Maybe you're not cool enough to fit in. You know how many places I've been where I wasn't cool enough to fit in, even as an adult. When folks found out I was visually impaired, I didn't fit in at their table with CEOs at the table. But it's okay because God still gave favor. See, I was raised that when you go somewhere, you don't have to have any friends. God is your friend. So me and God had a good time at that table talking. Hallelujah. And then God gave favor. And then they placed me at a table I didn't even pay for. Hallelujah. See, only God can do that. Favor of God. So I may not have fit in with the CEOs at the table because you feel like I got a disability. Hallelujah. But God says that I'm adequate and I'm not inadequate. God gives me the resources to be who I am. God is giving you the resources to be who you are. So if you don't fit in, hallelujah. God says you fit in with him. God didn't call you to fit in. Because if you fit in, you would do what God called you to do. Just use my imagination. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So what if you're the eyeball of the family? So what if you don't fit in with everybody else and you ride up in a mile and everybody else got BMWs when you go to your Thanksgiving Day house or with your family members? So what if you got a bus pass? Hallelujah, Jesus. How long will you have your bus pass? They don't know that you're working on a car. They don't know that you're working on your license. They don't know because they don't know your story. And even if you do got a license, they don't know what's in the works for you. So you got to believe those things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, God. Wear your own clothes. Who God called you to do. What God called you to do. Hallelujah. Be your own self. God created you just how you are, honey, and he loves you just how you are. You were created in the likeness and the image of God. Yes, you are a good mother. Yes, you are a good father. Yes, you are a good sister. Yes, you are a good aunt. You a good niece. You a good nephew. Yes, you are. You got to know who you are. See, you can only do what you can do. Some folk may get bigger, but you can only do what God has equipped you to give and to do. So if it's not like the other person, okay, you aren't supposed to give that. You aren't supposed to do that. You can only give what God has given you to give. And guess what? That's enough according to God, whatever he's giving you. He didn't make no mistakes. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Nehemiah, be like Nehemiah. He prayed and he believed God. My broadcast is over. I'll see you all on next Tuesday. Oh, my God, Lord is good, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for your healing power, for your rescue power, God. I thank you, God, for healing. I thank you for setting free. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Bible. Learn on the word and feed the spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, Lord God. I thank you and I bless you, Lord. And I bless you, God. I bless you, Lord Jesus. I bless you, God, during this Thanksgiving holiday, God. Touch everyone. Make sure, Father God, feed everyone, Lord God. Touch people, families who have been so divided where division is, Lord God. Miss it, hallelujah. Some folks are going to family members' house. They haven't been in years, but they want to be with their family, God. And that's that one person that's stirring up so much mess. We bind up that tongue in the name of Jesus. We bind up that tongue in the name of Jesus that's causing discord. So people can heal, so people can mend, so people can mesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Can't nobody take what God has given to you? Can't nobody take it? Can't nobody take it? If God has given it to you, then it's yours. Maybe delayed, but it's not denied. Hallelujah. We love you. Cover us, God. Cover us, Lord God. And Lord, we love you and we worship you and we give you all the praise. Someone's trying to make a decision, God, and their faith is wavering, Lord God. Help them, Father God, to stop wavering it, God. Help them to make a decision, the decision that you want them to make, Lord God, that they allow them to only hear you, Father. We thank you for healing on today, Lord God. We thank you for healing my aunt who's home on today, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for healing Sister Roger. We thank you for healing Minister Knox, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless you all. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. And if you are missing loved ones during this season, just know that God, if God is for you, who could be against you? Ask God to mend your broken heart. Our father passed in January on New Year's Day. And we mourn him because his birthday is around the holiday time on the 27th. But we do bless God that, which is tomorrow, we bless God for the years that God allowed us to have for them. And my children lost their dad earlier this year. So we reflect, they reflect on the good times. Amen. So I love you all. Go in peace. Know God is on your side. Read Nehemiah, starting from the chapter 1 that I came from, Nehemiah chapter 6 on today. God, I'll pick up next week. God is faithful, y'all, and wear your own clothes. In Jesus' name, I pray amen and amen.
Just some comments. Capital says that our son. Hello, everybody. Okay, Renee Piggy Williams is watching.
Hi, Bandits Renee.
Edna Hart.
Hi, Edna.
Hart Tramp is watching. She said hi, everyone. Edna Hart Tramp.
Hi, Edna.
Renee Piggy Williams said hi, everyone. Carmen Haley is watching.
Hey, Reverend Hart Carmen.
Our people is watching.
Hi, Reverend Pam.
Hi, Reverend Wanda Woodard. Thank God for his faithfulness, Miss Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya Docky is watching.
Hi, Tanya.
Melissa Green is watching.
Hi, Melissa.
Rita and Green. Rita Elaine said hello.
Hi, Rita Elaine.
Sheila Willie said hi, Lynn.
Hi, Sheila.
Robin Phillips is watching.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Deacon
Deaconess
Bob.
Deaconess Bob,
hello. Pam said, amen, Lynn. Rita said, love you. And Susan, I'm home.
Hi, Susan.
Oh, Susan.
Amen. God bless. Amen from Chicago. Amen. So, Susan, if you send me or email me at hopevictorious2@gmail.com, I'll send you a link. I'm only sending links to everybody who's international and out of state, not Delaware, because y'all can make it. Amen. Because Reverend Pam is coming from Delaware. So, you can make it on December the 7th. I'll give you a call in so you can listen in and be a part of the workshop from 10 to 12. So, I see you all. Amen and amen, and we bless God. Amen. And also, always say, Deacon Randy, how God healed, set free, and we just blessing God. Amen. So God bless you all, and touch Sister Beverly also that's in the rehab, I believe. Okay, God bless you all. Take care. Bye.